defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and distributed by CRN Digital Talk Radio. Have you guys ever wanted to try jumping over stuff while riding a horse? You know, while that's not really my thing, there are people out there who love that sort of stuff, and that includes a teenager from New Zealand named Hannah Simpson. There was only one problem. She didn't have a horse. Well, she wasn't going to let that minor detail stop her. So she wound up training her dairy cow. Yeah, her dairy cow to jump. I'm serious. Layla, the living and breathing milkshake cow, can now jump up to 4.5 feet. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. I don't know. You still couldn't convince me to get out of my truck that has 400 horsepower and onto the back of an animal that has one. I couldn't do it. All right, let's get to this weekend's headlines. First, in a matter of less than 1 week, President Obama has already blamed the Russians, the Israelis, the Egyptians, and, well, the Russians again, for his own administration's foreign policy disasters. And while the White House and the State Department are too desperate trying to rearrange the chairs on the deck of the Titanic, even Democrat senators and House members are slowly starting to flip on Obama. But at least they aren't complaining about Hillary losing anymore. Also, after being called all sorts of mean names by President Obama and his band of merry idiots, Vladimir Putin responds to newly imposed Russian sanctions by inviting U.S. diplomats and their families to celebrate the new year in Moscow while enjoying their Russian hospitality. Boy, oh boy. Barack Hussein looks awfully small from up there on the high road. And mayors from sanctuary cities across our great land have penned an open letter asking this lame duck administration to take immediate executive action to preserve their criminal immigration policies. Isn't it fun to watch lefties grovel? All that plus President-elect Donald Trump says, "Can you hear me now?" as he brings back more jobs to the telecom sector. The New York Times is mad that people like us have hijacked the term fake news, and we have a few lists to close out 2016 with. They are going to be huge. But let's kick this weekend show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to get to on this weekend show, guys. But first, as always, you got to check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. We have a How to Listen tab there. You can find out how to listen to the show in your area. Also, there's some new Rhino rants up there, and you can sign up for the newsletter. Lots of cool stuff there. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. Also on Gab, same handle. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
To go over today. But first, big shout outs to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, as well as streamingtalkradio.com and klrnradio.com, and a couple of the AM and FM stations that carry our show. 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida, 92.1 WDDQ out of Valdosta, Georgia, and 1360 AM. WNJC, and that is out of the Philadelphia area. So, you know, going back to this this horse thing here, just for a second, it's a whole subculture, this horse stuff, and it's really big. You go to places like Florida, Vermont, parts of Vermont, southern Vermont, Kentucky, of course, Long Island, lots of show jumping stuff. Now, out in California, you have a lot of the racehorses, and that's a whole separate issue. But owning a horse is like owning a boat. And you guys know what BOAT stands for, right? It's actually an acronym. It stands for Break Out Another Thousand. That's what it stands for. It's like buying a horse is like buying yourself a volunteer job. That's what it is. And it's like trying to feed a 1,000-pound kid. It's not cheap. It's actually probably cheaper to have a kid than it is to own a horse. But this girl in New Zealand trains her dairy cow, and it's named Layla. I would call it Milkshake. If your cow is jumping over barriers and oxers and all that stuff, I'd call it Milkshake. I'd rename it. But we digress. We digress a lot. You know, I want to talk. This is our, I guess, our New Year's show, right? This is going to play over the weekend, and this coming up January 1st, I know Donald Trump's not getting sworn in until January 20th. I'm well aware. We're all well aware. We've been well aware since 2012, when the last day that Obama's going to be the king of the United States, we all knew when that day was. But in order to look forward, we have to look back a little bit. So in the spirit of New Year's, I want to look back to like 2008. Now, 2008, everybody is sick of the war in Iraq. We've all forgotten about 9/11. It exits our minds. We have like a three-month memory in this country. So along comes a junior senator who's never had a job before besides working in government, and that's not a job. I've worked in government for 20 years. It was the easiest job, quote-unquote, I ever had because you don't do anything. Now, he comes along with this hope and change, right? And there's no more color anymore. There's no white, there's no black, there's no brown. We're all the same. We're the American community now, right? We can succeed together. We just have to lean on each other. Everybody has to give a little bit, and if everybody gives a little bit, we'll all get a lot. And that's the message in 2008, and people are receptive to it. We aren't perfect. The message is also we're not perfect. But we can get close to it. We can be close to it. We have some problems. And we're going to apologize for them for the next 4 or 8 years or so. And we'll get there. We're a vibrant community in 2008 where all are welcome. We're all welcome. Everyone is welcome in our American community. And this gets people excited. It's a nice thought. This utopian idea of a society. And he gets elected. And there's crying. And there's celebrating. And they're fainting. They're fainting. And then it's the honeymoon. And it was a long honeymoon. Very long. About 4 years. That's about how long it was. And then he gets reelected in 2012 because, well, Mitt Romney's an idiot. That's why. Totally gave up. Should have had this in the back. Gave up. But let's move on because we're not dwelling on 2012. And we're still this inclusive community, but now we have some rules. Now the community is going to put up a list of rules. And number one is no guns. No guns in our... You can be in our community. We just don't want guns here because guns kill people. Not the person holding the gun. The actual gun itself. Irrespective of the fact that more children die in pools from drowning than die due to gun violence every year, it's guns. Guns are the problem. So if you're a gun owner, sorry, not so sure you're welcome in our community. And also in our community, we have another rule. You can be proud of your heritage just so long as it's not a European one. Okay, so you guys can do that? Cool, you're still in our community. It's still a great community. And this whole capitalism thing, doesn't really have a place in our utopian community. Starting to sound a little less utopian and a little bit more, I don't know, Aryan, right? The more rules that start getting laid out here. And, you know, you entrepreneurs, we get the fact that maybe you don't want to be dependent on the state. We get the fact that maybe you don't want to have a boss, but we're not so sure you should start your own business. And if you do, you didn't build it because you use public roads. So you didn't build your business, and you took out public loans. It doesn't matter that you pay a highway use tax or interest on loans. Nah, you didn't build it. So you entrepreneurs, nice thought, but not really welcome in our community. And for those of you who respect the badge, law and order, that's cute. Yeah, it's cute. But in our community, we police each other. It's called community policing. So law and order, as long as you follow our rules, the other rules don't really apply. And while you're going to stay in our community, we feel it's best that we choose your child's education. I mean, it only makes sense. You should learn the community education. So we're going to take that over for you. Not to mention we'll tell them what they can and can't eat at lunch. We'll do that too. And we're going to throw around some silly stuff like climate change. You know, this... And if you speak out about it, well, that's not in keeping with a good community. So your freedom of speech is going to have to be subdued a little bit. That's it. These are just a very, very few little... rules and regulations. That's all this is. Due process, well, that'll come on a wait and see basis. Depending on where in the community you stand, we'll think about due process for you. But the one rule in this new community that backfired, and it took 8 years, but it finally backfired, was religious liberties. That's where the community fell apart. And we saw it this last week with Israel. For all intents and purposes, Barack Obama has declared war on Israel by the Arab nation. He's done it for them. The only area where he has led from the front in 8 years has been this. And now some of his colleagues are starting to say, you know what? We're not so on board with this anymore. It was okay when we were going after Christians. Not okay now. We'll be right back. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty Healthshare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes at iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. And you can always follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. We're also on Gab. We're speaking freely there. It's the same handle, at Rhino on air. And you can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. And I'll probably get back to you. Probably. There's a 95% chance I'll get back to you. That's a pretty good chance. So we're talking about our community, our American community in 2008. And what Barack Hussein, what he laid out. And then there were some ground rules. There's no guns, you know, there's no capitalism, no entrepreneurialism, law and order, eh. Due process, eh, depends on who you are. Free speech, so long as it fits the narrative of the community or those in charge of the community. And the religious liberties is where things start to fall apart. We saw it at bakeries in Indiana and Seattle, Christian-owned bakeries that don't feel they'd like to bake a cake for a gay couple. Hey, listen, right or wrong, it's your business, it's your prerogative, in my opinion, as a business owner. It's your prerogative. You shouldn't be forced to do anything. And why would that couple, in my opinion, want a cake from that bakery anyway? You know, there's that side of it too. But you start getting into religion. And that's a big deal here. It may be the biggest deal, even though you see attendances at mosques and temples and churches across the country going down over the last 30 years. it's still a big deal, because when you get down to the core of who we are as a people, as a nation, it's all based on religious freedom. You look back to the Quakers and the Puritans, 120 years before the Revolutionary War. And it was based on religious freedom, escaping oppression. So that's always going to be a root factor in our country. And we can't base it on attendance at Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Thursday, whatever services you attend according to whatever religion you practice. And last week, when Samantha Power, at I'm sure the direction of President Obama, abstained from the vote at the UN, making it illegal to settle parts of occupied territory in Israel, supporting a two-state solution, essentially. The Obama administration, in fact, declared war on the Jewish faith. I believe they did so with the Iran deal. Iran has pledged many times to blow up Israel the first chance they get. And now you've given land to the Palestinians, who continue to lob missiles into the Israeli state, have no pension for peace whatsoever. And you send out John Kerry, the guy who can't even ride a bicycle. And he makes a speech, a 40-minute speech, essentially condemning Israel and the right-wing factions in Israel. How dare they want their own country? How dare them? And we shouldn't be surprised, because this administration doesn't want a country here either. So why would we want one over there? He says in his speech, the Israeli prime minister publicly supports a two-state solution, which is a no. But his current coalition is the most right-wing in Israeli history, with an agenda driven by the most extreme elements. Let me uncode that for you. To the progressive left in this country, the words most extreme elements means religion. That's what it means. And they'll use that terminology when it comes to the Jewish state. They will not use that terminology when it comes to Syria, when it comes to Iraq, when it comes to Libya, when it comes to Islamic terrorists. They stay as far away from that language as possible. And this, in the final waning days of King Obama's tenure, is the straw that broke the camel's back. People finally see him for who he is. And now he's going to set the place on fire before he leaves. That's why we saw Russian sanctions yesterday. Thursday. You gotta change the narrative. He's got senators and House representatives opposing him on the abstention at the UN. They're no longer falling in behind him. So you gotta change the narrative. Let's go back to Russian hacking. This administration has done one thing correctly over the course of 8 years, and that's changed the narrative, and they did it again. No responsibility. We'll finish this when we come back.
Announcing a new handmade glass collection from Crystal Light Bohemia in the Czech Republic, established in 1794. The tradition of the factory remains, making handmade Bohemian glass with a family heritage and dedication for the finest craftsmanship, creating Czech glassware, the finest glassware in the world. Now, Crystal Light Bohemia brings this new and traditional glassware to the United States, featuring our world-renowned crystal products at reasonable prices. Crystal Light Bohemia also announces our new technology, titanium crystal glass, an abrasion and chip-resistant, shatter-resistant, crystal-clear, brilliant shine, and fire-polished crystal glassware like no other. Smooth to the touch, this lead-free crystal glassware is dishwasher-safe, stronger, and durable, yet so delicate to the eye, and it's in demand worldwide. Find out more and order your glassware today at crystallite.org, crystallite.org.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. So, in order to change the narrative, we got to get off the narrative. The narrative is Barack Hussein Obama and John Kerry hate Israel. They hate Benjamin Netanyahu. Mainstream media is carrying stories that are anti-administration. So we have to change the narrative. Now, what can we change it to? Well, people are starting to come around to Donald Trump, so it's tough to change it to that, because he's seeing, well, I mean, not that it's all that high, but it's record high levels of support, favorable numbers. So do we go to fake news, or do we go to the Russians? Well, if we go to fake news, we really can't condemn the Alphabet networks, because they were essentially our press secretaries for the last, I don't know, year and a half. So we have to now go back to the Russians. When in doubt, blame the Russians. We tried blaming the Egyptians. We tried blaming the Jordanians. We tried blaming everybody. But transcripts leaked out that Susan Rice and John Kerry met with Palestinian leaders to formulate this resolution before it hit the UN. Now, we can't really say much about that. So, what about this? What if we go back to when we said we would request a report from the DNI, CIA, FBI, et al., about Russian interference in the election? And then we can change the narrative back to the Russians hacked the election, because that's how it's being covered in mainstream media. It's not being covered the Russians hacked the DNC and exposed them for the criminals they are and screwed Bernie Sanders. That's not the headline. The headline is Russians hacked the election. So people think that they were actually hacking the machines, even though most of them aren't even connected to the internet. But we'll leave that out. We'll just leave it as Russians hacked the election. Okay, so we have that part. Now, we don't really need the report because the narrative's in play already. So what we're going to do is the president's going to try to find his beanbag and sew it back on, and we're going to impose sanctions. We're going to impose sanctions on Russia for something we're not sure they did. That's going to change the narrative around. People think they hacked the election. Okay, we can move forward now. So what does he do? He orders 35 Russian diplomats to leave the U.S. in 72 hours. And he closes their little vacation facilities on the eastern shore of Maryland and, like, New York or something. So they gotta be out. A couple of them were placed on the FBI 10 most wanted list. That happened also. So I'm thinking what a lot of people are thinking. What is Putin gonna do? Is Putin gonna stand for this? What is, you know, balls in your court now, guy. What do you do? Well, first, he has his spokesman, Dmitry Peskov. He comes out and he says, "We think such steps by the U.S. administration that has 3 weeks left to work are aimed at two things, to further harm American-Russian ties, which are at a low point as it is, as well as obviously to deal a blow to the foreign policy plans of the incoming administration of the president-elect." So Russia sides with Trump. We'd rather deal with him than deal with this guy. You have Dmitry Medvedev. He's the prime minister. He says, "It is regrettable that the Obama administration, which started out by restoring our ties, is ending its term in an anti-Russian agony. R.I.P. That's on Twitter. So we're all waiting now for the response from the big guy, from Vladimir Putin. What's he going to say? And he was kind of mum. And then he came out. What's he going to do? Is he going to lob a nuke at us? What's he going to do? And this is what he says. "Although we have the right to retaliate, we will not resort to irresponsible kitchen diplomacy, but will plan our further steps to restore Russian-U.S. relations based on the policies of the Trump administration. We will not expel anyone. We will not prevent their families and children from using their traditional leisure sites during the New Year's holidays. Moreover, I invite all children of U.S. diplomats accredited in Russia to the New Year and Christmas children's parties in the Kremlin." Wow. Wow. Obama tries to look big, and even without retaliating, Putin makes him look small. Now, a lot of us don't agree with the sort of leader that Vladimir Putin is. But you can never say he's not strong and he's not smart. Those are two things he is, for right or wrong. Those are two character traits that he has that our president just doesn't until January 20th. And then they will again. Strength back in the White House. I was surprised. I'm not going to lie. I was surprised that Putin didn't do something a little more sinister. I thought he would. I thought this becomes, you know, the contest. But Obama just trying to light the world on fire before he leaves. So much for a peaceful transition of power. So much for accepting election results. The fake news stuff, that's going to be around for a while, though. And they've conflated it with the Russian hacking. They tell both stories so that you, in the hopes that you will equate the two and figure out on your own that whatever the Russians found, whether it be, and that's assuming that they were the ones who hacked Podesta's computer and the DNC computer and whatever else, that what they found, those emails they found, some of those sick and vile emails, racist emails, terrible stuff coming from the upper echelons of the DNC. They're hoping that you will hear that and Russians and fake news and not believe it. That's what they're hoping you're going to do. And that's why they conflate the two. This administration has never been about doing anything. They haven't had time to. There's been too much time dodge, dip, ducking scandals every 5 seconds. So fake news, that's going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing. It began in 2016, it's going to go until 2020. But the New York Times, the New York Times, they are not happy about fake news. And, well, it's because people like me call them fake news. In fact, they say people like us, we hijack the term. And we're using it against them. Well, we only learned from the best. So, when we come back, we'll go over that. Plus, the sanctuary cities were a list of demands. I love seeing lefties grovel. Hang in there, guys.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
When you really want Italian food, by now you know you've got to go to Columbo's. And when you want to bring in the New Year's right, it's Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. There's a reason Columbo's is known as that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's because Columbo's does it right. And for New Year's, they pull out all the stops. Great jazz, scrumptious steaks and fish specialties, your favorite libations, Columbo's family recipe Italian treats, and don't forget the meatballs. Columbo's for New Year's, of course. 323-254-9138. 323-254-9138. New Year's resolution number one, call Columbo's. 323-254-9138. And start the new year right. Columbo's. Mangia.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Check out the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. You can follow me on the Twitter at Rhino On Air, also on Gab, same handle. So let's finish up this fake news stuff. We have a lot to get to. I have, like, a bunch of more stuff I want to get to. I'm running out of time. So the fake news thing is, here's the mantra. Anything bad you hear about us over the course of the next 4 years, it's fake news. That's what they're trying to push. But we've flipped the tables on them. We've called out the New York Times and NBC and clowns like Brian Williams, who say fake news played a role in this election. Well, if anyone knows about fake news, it's Brian Williams. So the fake news thing, it's sort of there. And Facebook's going to play a role in trying to censor fake news. Or are they? I want to talk about that in just a minute, because that is going to segue me into something else. But for the time being, because we have to talk about Comrade Mayor Bill de Blasio, him and 30 other mayors from sanctuary cities have written a letter, open letter, to the president. He's got to save the sanctuary cities. He's got to save the dreamers. He's got to do everything. Because they know the end is near. They know they cannot sustain without the unbelievable amount of money that's pumped into these cities from the federal government. So you have de Blasio, you have Rahm Emanuel, go figure, Eric Garcetti, who's a nightmare, and Jim Kenny out of Philadelphia, also a disaster. They've penned this letter. They want to keep their cities. They want the president to... he wants them to take advantage of this temporary protective status thing, which essentially, it names a country, and it says that country is not safe for people, so they have to come here, and we can keep them based on that country not being safe. It's called TPS. So they want him to add, they want Obama to add countries like Haiti and Ecuador to the TPS list, and that way people who are here from those countries can stay under that act. I thought the Clintons saved Haiti. Didn't they save it? Wasn't it billions of something dollars? No? Haiti? Clintons? No? Oh, the Dreamers, they want that extended. And then they praise Obama in the letter for getting rid of the INSEERS, which, of course, the National Security Entry-Exit Registration System, which tracks people from predominantly Muslim countries who come into this country, whether it be for school or work or vacation. It tracks them 16 years of age and older. They see the writing on the wall. Their money is going to go away. Donald Trump is going to pull their funding if they do not comply with immigration requests. So, in other words, if they do not follow the law. Once again, lefties don't want to follow the law. So that letter's out there. We have that. We have good news, too, though. There is some good news this New Year's weekend. Trump, 5,000 more jobs coming back to the U.S., this time with Sprint. Right, so we have the SoftBank, 50,000 jobs plus $50 billion investment. IBM, 25,000 jobs. Carrier saved 1,000 jobs. Ford plant in Kentucky stays. Now we have Sprint, 5,000 new jobs. And OneWeb adding 3,000 new jobs to this country. First 100 days is going to be a wake-up call for the anti-American progressive left in this country, which is a small faction. People are coming around to Trump. They are. You can see it. You can see it. I still see Trump bumper stickers and Trump hats everywhere. You couldn't find a Hillary bumper sticker with a search warrant anymore. Probably couldn't find her the search warrant either. So, that's good. We got more jobs. I like seeing that. And you have consumer confidence is up at a 15-year high. It jumped 4 points. It's at the highest level since 2001. This is according to the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index. It hit 113.7 in December. People want to go out and they want to buy stuff now. They feel like our economy is starting to churn. The beast is waking up. We're going into a bullish economy at 20,000 on the Dow. High consumer confidence. We saw small business optimism. It jumped 44 points from November 7th to November 9th. It went from negative 6 to like positive 34 or whatever it was. Jumped over 40 points in one day after Trump won. Well, things are going to change for the left. Going to change big time. Some will like it. Most will not. Most will not. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but can't say I'm not going to chuckle about it either. Oh, this was funny. Sean Spicer. He was on... You know, there's this guy out there named Hugh Hewitt. He does a little radio show similar to this. You might have heard the name. He was on Hugh Hewitt's show, and Hewitt asked him, do you expect to keep up a regular and as energetic series of press conferences as the previous presidents? Of course, Sean Spicer is the incoming White House press secretary. And Spicer says, that's a good question, because I think the thing that you've seen with Donald Trump is that he doesn't look to the past and say, I've got to conform to those precedents. He figures out what's the best way. And so we may do a series of press conferences, or we may do some town halls, you know, Facebook town halls. And we may go out and solicit input from Twitter. So Donald Trump will change the way they disseminate information. So instead of having someone sit there, copy down what's said, and then spew it back to you with their own spin, he's just going to go right to the people. Right to the people. And at the same time, he's tipping his hat to Facebook and Twitter, which might not be a bad thing in the long run. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the last segment of today's show, because some of you are cringing. I know it. I get it. But it might not be a bad thing. I'm going to tell you why. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report, defending liberty 1 hour at a time. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners, private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls, and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of our New Year's weekend report. You guys have any resolutions this weekend? I don't know. I don't resolve. I'm going to resolve to, I don't know, I guess do more work and make more money. I guess that's my resolution. I don't know. So, but this year's number one is what? To be a better person. That's the number one New Year's resolution, to be a better person. Come on. Come on. So, Sean Spicer, incoming White House press secretary, says they're going to use more Twitter, they're going to use more Facebook, there's some Facebook town halls, things like that. Listen, Donald Trump realizes that these things, while they're dying on the vine, no pun intended, they are necessary evils. They're not going to go away before 2020. And, of course, he's going to need them 2020. It's a hat tip from the president to these different companies. Think Carrier. Right? Carrier said, what, 1,000 jobs? Okay, we won't move 1,000 jobs. And what did they get? They got the president-elect standing at a podium in front of a Carrier sign telling America what he just did and how great a company they are. You cannot buy that kind of advertising. You can't buy it. It's not for sale. So using Facebook and Twitter, plus it may take the heat off of us a little bit. It may just take the heat off of us a little bit. So I'm not totally against it. Plus, he gets his message out there to us without involvement from the alphabets. I hate the alphabets. All right. Let's get to a few things here, lastly, in our New Year's edition. Some 2016 stuff. What do you guys think? the most annoying words or phrases used in 2016, used in casual conversation. What are they? 8%, this is according to Marist, 8% said huge. Huge. That was the number 5 most annoying word this year. Number 4 at 14%, I can't even. I can't even. I don't like that one either. Tied at 14% for number 3 and 4, you know, right? You know, right? I say that all the time. I say it all the time. I'm guilty there. Number 2 at 20%, no offense, but, no offense, but, it's how you get out of it. Like, I don't really want to offend you, but I'm going to. And the number 1 most annoying word this year, 38%, whatever, whatever. That's number 1. Last year, number 3 was like. 5% were unsure. I imagine those people just don't speak the language or they're holed up in their basements. Also, lastly here, the top 10 names for boys and girls, babies, this year. There's 400,000 people submitted their names this year for the name of their kids. Number 10 for boys, Elijah, and then Oliver, and then Caden, number 8, Mason, number 7. What are we naming our kids? Number 6 was Ethan, number 5 was Noah, number 4 was Liam, 3 was Lucas, 2 was Aiden, and 1 was Jackson. Huh. You don't see Mary and Joseph on this list. For girls, number 10, Charlotte. Number 9 was Zoe, followed by Arya. I guess that's from Game of Thrones, maybe. Number 7 was Riley. 6, Isabella. 5, Mia. 4, Ava. 3, Olivia. Number 2, Emma. And number 1, Sophia. Yeah, no Joseph, no Mary. Emily was big for a while. I don't know. Whatever happened to, like, Nikki, Vinny, and Tony? What happened to those names? What about Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John? How do those sound? I like those names. Now we're stuck with Jackson and Sophia or Elijah and Charlotte. All right, guys. Hope you guys have a great, great New Year's. A big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please stay safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest of your weekend. Please, please be safe. No drinking and driving. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.